The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So it's time for news or nope. I did the thing that you guys don't let me do.
What?
I went and read the texts.
Oh, no.
No, we let you. It's just there's a lot of negative ones that you probably shouldn't read.
Yeah, don't.
You know, I went and they were like, the news or nope intro's awful, god awful, trash. I mean,
they were pretty harsh.
Unrelenting.
So I went. You worked hard on that. That's not fair. You took time out of your day.
I'm going to say this. In all fairness, the jingle that I made for teed off with T-Hack took hours and hours.
That doesn't make me feel better.
No,
I feel guilty.
Because I actually, I thought about it, wrote lyrics, did guitar, there's just stuff.
Okay.
Put care into it.
Yeah, well, news or nope, I literally was like, I should do, because Erin's taking forever to do her thing.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just go make a news or nope one. And I, I went upstairs at 10:02 and it was done by 10:30 something. As evidenced by you a-hole texters. So I've made a couple changes to it. Nothing you guys will really know. I pulled the vocals back.
Okay.
I took some of the sinister Darth Vader second voice off of the
Our
only hope.
So it's been mixed and mastered at this point.
I don't know that we're all the way there.
It's been mixed.
You give it that Benny Blanco treatment.
I don't know how to do that, but I've contacted Benny's people.
Okay.
And I'm hoping he's supposed to fly out and really...
I think you got to have your shoes off when you do it. That's part of it.
Okay,
well, here it is. Now it's officially time for news or nope.
News. News.
Our only real hope is to decide this is news or nope.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So
it sounded better. I'm not going to lie. The speakers that we heard it through, I couldn't quite hear.
It's not it. Yeah. I will say the text number is 51059. Feel free, you jackholes, to just go ahead and text in and say how bad it is. Or I got a better idea. Make your own.
Yeah.
And submit
them. I would love that.
Ooh.
Make your own. We don't have a Slacker Show email account anymore, do we? Or do we ever set one up?
We couldn't set one up. Odyssey. I don't know. There was something preventing us, I think.
No! Here's my thing. I'll just give my email address.
Well, no, I think...
Because I never check it.
I think if people can upload it just like Instagram Messenger...
Make your own. Yeah.
Or you can email me. That's fine.
Huh?
They can give them my email. That's fine.
I mean, my email is pretty obvious. Where do I work?
Odyssey.
Okay, what's my name?
Slacker.
Okay, just put an @ in between.
Okay, yeah.
That's me.
Okay. Mine would be the same.
But here's why you want yours, because you know I won't check it. I'll check it. I promise. I have not checked my email in
a while.
Jeez, okay. What year is it?
Well, we don't have time for actual news or nope stories today, so let's just play the jingle one more time.
No, let's do it.
Okay, let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
It's a big day today for me personally.
Mm.
National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
Ooh.
That's news. That's news.
It is.
That's
it
news.
Is.
What is, like, what do we do? Is this one of those
None
days
of us got a burger on National Cheeseburger Day.
And I think we need to rectify that.
I
think
agree.
We need to have a show meeting and go, from okay. now on, whatever day it is, short of it being...
I was already thinking about eating pepperoni pizza tonight, so I'm fully in.
Ooh. I ate some last night. I'd still eat it again. I'd eat it every day.
Where do you go?
Depends.
No, it doesn't. You have... Don't just say your favorite pizza place.
Well, it depends on.
Oh my God. Okay. Tiak.
Okay. No. Gosh.
No, I'm just like everybody. Like, you could have any place you want. Like, wait, but it's got to be pepperoni. Like, someplace. I'm going Dion's, period. Full stop.
Well, they don't have gluten free, so I can't go there.
I'm saying I know my answer. Like, if I'm ordering and I don't want to go anywhere, then it's probably Domino's. Domino's is my favorite delivery one.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Dion's is a mile from my house. Please don't triangulate.
You already have his
email.
Compass
right now. yeah, like, it's a, and it's great. And the 505, can I have other things on the pizza?
I guess. Yeah, as long as there's pepperoni on it, that's still technically
the
Dion's
505 is pepperoni and green chili.
Ooh, yum.
It's so good.
It'll count.
Okay, good.
I'm more of a purist. If I'm ordering No One Out Pizza's the Hut, there's a nostalgic to it, Pizza Hut. If I'm going
that
somewhere.
That pizza is so ratchet.
There's a nostalgia
it's the,
to it.
Oh, my God.
That's a Friday night sleepover.
Why don't you get Little Caesars?
They're going to let us get the breadsticks. Like, that's what Pizza Hut
that's
is to
cute.
Me. You know? We maybe rented a video game. Maybe Mike Piazza's. MLB home run something.
What's
I don't know.
The worst? Little do we agree that Little Caesars is like
the worst?
Flat out.
Yeah, it's hot and ready, but it's trash.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're not describing the flavor in any way, shape, or form.
It's like, hot and ready.
And it's ready. What do you want? Taste too? What?
Yeah.
You demanding son of a.
Dion's is a good pick. I like that. I would also go Little Ricci's. There's one in Parker. I love Little Ricci's.
Mm.
The big like New York big slice.
All right, well, you've had a second. Aaron, did you come up with an answer?
Well, I started thinking about that one time where we had pizza here and the promo guy came up and he was like, yeah, we got pizza from like a Joe Blow or like a Joe Bo.
Oh, Bojo's!
We booked it down the hall.
We beat each other up, tackling each other on our way. But
I would say Bojo's.
Can you go to Bojo's and just get pepperoni, though?
Yeah.
That's
oh,
ratchet.
Absolutely.
That's,
no,
that's exactly what I get.
Yeah.
There.
You're an
yeah.
idiot. They have specialty pizzas that have all sorts of like...
You can't go wrong with the classic there.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
It's a classic pep.
Yeah.
With the little honey. Yeah.
What was
but Bojo's is its own thing. It's like, that's not... It is pizza, but it's not like
yeah,
you just want to
pizza.
Slide. Yeah, it's a
Anybody
different thing.
It. The other place that I've only eaten at once, and I ate at it with Aaron and Dahlbeck.
Atomic.
Yeah, but the pizza place is called something else. Fat.
Fat Sully's.
Fat Sully's.
Yeah. Mm. I almost had that the other day.
Is bigger than
massive.
The hood of my car. And I'm not exaggerating.
No, it was
it's
huge.
It's the biggest damn pizza I've ever seen. If
yeah.
It would feed a family of 10.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
All right. So it's National Pepperoni Pizza Day. Mm-hmm. Please go do something about
yep.
that.
Happy holidays, everyone.
That's a point for TX. What do you got, Aaron?
85 years ago on this day, a classic came out, and there is so much disturbing behind the scenes about it.
That's news. That's a good tease. I want to hear that. I want to hear that. What
the
is
The Wizard
it?
Of Oz came out 85 years ago.
85?
Mm-hmm.
Is it really that old?
It is.
My parents are like that was made when my parents were made.
I guess,
interesting
yeah.
way to phrase it.
They had motion pictures when my parents were... I just assumed my parents lived in a candlelit hut until they... Wow.
Yeah. They had the whole thing. And I'm not kidding. The behind the scenes is so disturbing. It is...
Is there a dead body in the one scene or something? Somebody hanging
that,
in the background?
Mm-hmm. All of the stuff that happened to Judy Garland, the paint on both The Wicked Witch, the Tin Man that left him in chemical burns.
That's true?
Yeah, The Wicked Witch, when she had to throw like the... I don't know what material it was, but to vanish, she like went up in flames and half of her body caught on fire and she got like third degree burns.
What?
The Munchkins were... Very inappropriate with Judy. The snow in the poppy field was actually asbestos. The lion suit
what?
Was the lion suit was real lion, and it was so heavy. The Tin Man couldn't sit down. Like the behind the scenes
oh, wow.
is so gnarly.
Wow. Wow.
In high school, our gym, the ceiling was still asbestos. So we would play kickball or whatever.
We had that in our small gym.
You could make it snow?
Yeah, but it was an automatic out. You weren't like, hey, knock it off.
For hospitalization?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you know, you guys probably know this because you, like, stoners? Do you know the thing you could do with Wizard of Oz?
No.
What? Okay. We're all getting Dion's Pizza. You get Wizard of Oz in your DVD player and you get Dark Side of the Moon in your CD player and hit start at the exact same time. Mm. And scene by scene through the first half of Dark Side of the Moon, it lines up perfectly. Songs end when scenes end. Whoa. Like, scary stuff happens on the record when scary stuff happens. It's like the guys are saying they didn't do it on purpose, but it some stoner J-hole on International Pepperoni Pizza Day found this out.
How many tries did it take?
How many albums did he try?
Like, how many movies did he try? I don't know, but
I think you should try it.
I don't know if I could listen to the Munchkins singing.
No, you turn the sound down on your one.
I was like, that's overstimulating. Can't do it.
My House Pizza Party.
Okay.
And Wizard of Oz. Just use a compass 1 mile from Dion's. That's where I'm at.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.